Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas, and my co-host, Lucky Pires. Let's get to the bottom of it. India was saved by the bell. They were very lucky that there was a super over, so they obviously managed to win the game. But the crux of the matter is that, put into bat, they made a fantastic score of 202 for the loss of 5 wickets. Fair enough, with their strong batting lineup, and Abhishek Sharma, now being the wonder boy of India, I mean, came out and plugged that wonderful 61. I mean, Sri Lanka were in all sorts of trouble. But what India didn't realize was the capability of the Sri Lankan batters. Now, it was all tied up at the end of 20 overs. And again, such a strong Indian bowling attack, for Sri Lanka to have got to 202 for 5 is absolutely amazing. Some reports even said India have learnt a lesson trying to underestimate Sri Lanka's batting. But we all know that their spinners and their seamers got hammered to all parts of the park by none other than Pathum Nisanka and Kushal Janith Perera. What a batsmanship it was. And Pathum Nisanka's 107 in 58 deliveries with 6 massive sixes proves there is so much potential in this Sri Lankan team. In fact, Sri Lanka, I reckon on hindsight, got the combination wrong, especially against Bangladesh. Okay, there was a little bit of sentiments trying to play Vellalage, but that doesn't mean in international cricket, okay, fine, we all do have a few problems that come our way. But I sincerely hope that had Tikshana played in that particular game, it might have been a different ball game. They also made a few mistakes by playing Chamika Karunaratne against Pakistan. They've learned their lesson, but they leave the shores of the United Arab Emirates with their noses held high, because Sri Lanka is the only team that gave the mighty Indians a bit of a blockbuster of a game. And that's why the experts say this has been one of the best games in the 2025 Asia Cup, the 17th edition. And Suryakumar Yadav, remember what he said yesterday? This looked more like the finals. We hope you did enjoy our roundup for today. Pretty chirpy that Sri Lanka did very well. True, Sri Lanka lost in the super over, but that doesn't matter. End of the day, they got to the target of 203, which was set, which is a fantastic effort. Right, that's it from me and Lucky Pires for today. Look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. And remember the finals between India and Pakistan. Right, win predictor, India 65%, they say, and Pakistan 35%. I'm going purely on what the win predictor says. I'm not making a comment on this. That's it from me and Lucky Pires. We'll look forward to your company again tomorrow at the same time. Bye for now.